And I'm Elsa Chang with the life of Randy Newman. You know his work. Newman has written film scores for decades. He won an Oscar for Toy Story 3. Don't you tell me that I don't care, 'cause I do. And his solo albums are unmistakable. In the 1970s, he satirized prejudice in the song Short People. Randy Newman brought new music by our studios. He sat at a grand piano to talk with our co-host, Steve Inskeep.
If you want to try out a few things.
Is that far from me?
He's gray-haired, a little stooped, with thick glasses, ready to perform.
I'd be lost out here without you.
He was born in Los Angeles while his father was away serving in World War II. His mother took him to New Orleans for the duration of the war, connecting him to the South in a way that he's felt ever since.
When my father saw me for the first time, I had a Southern accent, which he was not crazy about, really. I said, "I'm tired." That's what they said, I said.
Returning afterward to L.A., he met three Newman uncles who all wrote Hollywood film scores.
And I saw them at a young age, 5, 6 years old, I go to the soundstage.
You'd get to go to a soundstage and watch them work.
Watch Alfred mainly in those days.
How good were you as a 6-year-old being quiet on the soundstage?
I tried to be very good because you couldn't creak if a board creaked you were sitting on. I don't think I heard the music. I was concentrating on not making a sound, you know.
When I learn about your connection with film scores, that seems natural to me. That sounds automatic. When I listen to your albums, you can kind of, you can hear that, even if it's not movie music.
I think so. I mean, I have tried at various times to accompany the songs and try and get the place right. Linda Ronstadt used to call those kind of songs that I write plantation music.
You mean like Stephen Foster stuff?
Yes. I love those, that kind of thing. I never get tired of it. The public may, but I don't. Louisiana.
It's trying to wash us away. That's Newman's old song about the Mississippi River flood of 1927, a song some people recalled when New Orleans flooded in 2005. His new album, called Dark Matter, again mixes current events with a sense of place. In one song, the place is Moscow, as he sings of Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Putin putting his pants on, one leg at a time. You mean he's just like a regular fella? He ain't nothing like a regular fellow. Putin putting his hat on. Hat size number 9. You say Putin's getting big-headed? Putin's head's just fine.
Newman started writing this song before Russia interfered in the U.S. election. He saw pictures of the Russian president with his shirt off.
And I wondered, he's the richest man in the world, the most powerful man in the world. What did he want?
Where are his clothes?
Yeah, wear his clothes. Can he afford a shirt? But, why do it? And it dawned on me that he wants to be like a matinee idol, to use the old expression. He wants to be Tom Cruise, too.
In the song, Putin looks out over the Russian-dominated Black Sea.
The great man looks across the water. The great man speaks. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean, there's a resort worth fighting for.
He finally talks in that song, and he's vaguely disappointed, actually.
I like the idea of him looking at the Black Sea and realizing it's not the Mediterranean, He says, we fought a war for this, I'm almost ashamed.
What a dump.
Yeah, that's right. The Mediterranean, now there's a resort worth fighting for.
It's like a real person talking.
I hope so. You try and get the people right.
You say, I can't do it. I say, I can. I can lead my people to the promised land. Because, my damn, I'm the Putin man.
On Dark Matter, the political songs rest alongside ones that feel more personal. The kind of song that he did not start out writing.
I always tried to write myself out of songs.
You mean that wasn't you denouncing short people all those years ago?
That was.
Oh, okay.
That was
at real. Least in that case,
that
we know it's autobiographical. Yeah. But go on.
But no, you know, a guy like that, the guy in the short people song, is, if I were that loony, I wouldn't admit it, you know. But I wanted to see if I could do it, and I did fairly satisfactorily. A song like Dixie Flyer. I was born right here, November 43. My dad was a captain in the army, fighting the Germans in Sicily. Anyway, and then ever since, some autobiographical stuff comes out. You know.
Is the song She Chose Me autobiographical?
Well, both my wives were better looking than I am, I think. A little bit, yeah.
Can I hear that song?
Sure.
It's the song of an ordinary man who can't believe he's won the love of a beautiful woman.
I'm not much to talk to, and I know how I look. What I know about life comes out of a book. But of all of the people there are in the world, she chose me.
Here's the backstory of this song. It was a job assigned to him for a failed TV series called Cop Rock, but it feels personal and sincere.
It doesn't occur to me to try and write a beautiful vocal melody for myself. You know, here's how long I can hold a note. That's it. So, you know, I got to keep moving.
Well, what carries your voice, do you think? You've clearly had a chance to think about this.
Blues. It's very blues.
I want to use the word expression. There's expression in your voice. You get across a feeling, and it's not whether it's this kind of voice or another, it's that I feel it.
Well, thank you. That is what music is supposed to do, period. Something in your voice make my heart beat fast.
Randy Newman, in performance at NPR Studio One. His new album is Dark Matter.
The rest of my life.
That was our co-host, Steve Inskeep. You can hear the whole interview at our website, nprmusic.org.